Previously, on Phil Goes to Space, Phil and Melos have the crystals to power the portal to get Phil home. But before they do that, they go to Finn's house, where they hope to destroy the strange jewel. Just as they arrived, Vetch was driving behind them in a hover truck. And now, Phil Goes to Space, Part 6.
"Hello, we are in desperate need of help. Please help!"
shouted Melos. A small man walked out. He looked a lot like the professor, but his hair was neater and didn't have a lab coat.
"Hello, can I help you?"
Melos held out the jewel.
"Please, your brother sent us to destroy this."
The brother looked at the jewel and rolled his eyes.
"Oh yes, very difficult," he said sarcastically.
Then he walked the two into his workshop, put the jewel in the vise, turned the handle, and crushed it.
"There, it's destroyed. My brother was so dramatic."
"Is that it?" asked Phil.
"Yep,"
said Finn.
"That's it. My brother gets too carried away with all of this."
"Huh," said Melos, feeling a bit underwhelmed. Then Phil remembered something. But at that moment, there was a bang on the door.
"Just a moment," said Finn.
"No, it's Vetch," cried Melos.
Too late, the door was open.
"My jewel! Give me my jewel!"
The brother, sitting down, said,
"It's gone. I don't like to get involved, but Vetch, you know it's cheating."
Then Phil asked,
"Okay, I need to know. What did the jewel do? What's a hex?"
"Hexaton," added Melos.
"Yeah,"
said Phil.
"Hexatons! Hexatons! Bah! I almost never want to hear of them again!"
Vetch said. Finn rolled his eyes and said,
"They're a type of berry."
Phil and Melos said in unison,
"What? All of this for a jewel that can control berries?"
complained Melos.
"Yep,"
said the brother.
"All to get the best results at the baking contest in town. A disgrace, the way Vetch and my brother carry on."
Vetch screamed and said,
"And yet I shall still win. Hexatons or not."
Then ran out the door. Melos and Phil stood for a moment and thanked Finn and left.
"At least we have the crystals to get back to Kelly," said Melos before setting off again.
A while later, they arrived at Kelly's house. She greeted the two, then inspected the crystal, and she ran down to the portal. She fisted the crystals, and there was a hum. Phil was excited and a little nervous. Kelly stepped back, pushed a button, and it came to life.
"Yes, yes,"
said Kelly.
"We're in business. Now, Phil, I can set it so it'll bring you right back to the spot where you left."
"Oh, yes, brilliant,"
Phil said, and did a little dance. Melos joined him, and they danced around the basement, and Kelly laughed. Phil and Kelly worked together, and she was able to key in the coordinates.
"Well, Phil, are you ready to go home?"
asked Kelly. Phil looked at the portal and smiled. Then he turned around, and the emotions took hold, and he hugged Melos.
"Thank you, Melos. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here now."
Melos had a little tear in his eye, then said,
"Ahem. Well then, it's time for you to go home, Phil. It's been an honor to adventure with you. Earth is a lucky planet to have you."
Phil then turned around and held the ring box in his hand, closed his eyes tight, and jumped through. The next thing he knew, he was outside his house. He couldn't believe it. He took a big deep breath in, then ran towards the door of his house. Inside was a very worried Diane. Phil held her and kissed her. There were tears of joy. Then Phil took out the ring box and asked Diane to marry him. Well then, that's it. Phil is home. But what happened next? Melala would miss his friend, but would go on to have many adventures in his world. He hoped one day they could meet again. Kelly set her machine to her coordinates and walked through her own portal. She now had a way back to the alien world and Earth. The professor and Vetch both lost the baking contest. It went to the swamp creature, who won it with his cake. The prize was then taken off him after he spent half an hour talking about a rock he once saw. Oh, and Diane said yes. Meanwhile, on board the flying saucer that beamed Phil to the alien planet in the first place.
"Hey, you know that scan you did of those streets?"
"Yeah."
"Are you sure you did? Or did you press this one here that teleports beings to the last planet we were on?"
Maybe actually.
"Eh, I'm sure it'll be fine. Let's get a takeaway before we leave Earth."